Hey guys, before we get started today, Carbon Health. You guys know about Carbon Health. I tell you about Carbon Health all the time. And if you knew they had their 120 locations that handle urgent care, COVID, RSV, and flu testing, vaccinations, but what you should also know is how they are expanding into primary care services that include connected health. It's the idea that health is not just about our bodies, but our mind. Carbon Health's providers come connected with mental health specialists as well. Carbon Health will be expanding these primary care services further in 2023. They have done so already. Massachusetts, you can access the connected care there. It's now expanded from California to Massachusetts. It's an excellent urgent care and testing center, but don't sleep on their primary care services. So thank you for Carbon Health. Let's get the show started. Happy Mandalorian week, you humps. It is the big thing, and boy, are we excited. We have Bo-Katan herself, Katie Sackhoff, is in studio, and it's just going to be a full episode about her. So if you're coming for movie news today, tough shit, you're not getting it. It's all Katie Sackhoff. We haven't had her in a little bit, so we're going to see what the hell she's up to. She's my buddy. I want to see what the hell she's been doing and all that. So before we even do it, we want you guys to make sure you guys show a little class, will you? Subscribe to the channel. We got that. We got on the road to 70,000. We are almost there. We need you guys to help. So go ahead and do that. Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are found. We're video on Spotify now too. So I promise you, there's not going to be a lot of close-ups of me and Brett. It's going to be all Katie, so you want to watch video. I understand audio for normal with us, but come on, Katie's on, for God's sakes.
I have my shirt off, so.
See, now you should definitely be watching video. Every audio listener just stopped listening. Video subscribers went up, audio just plummeted. Patreon.com/thebigthingshow. Get yourself a shirt. This is the one I think I got to get. The one I got to get for Katie is the You Don't Know Shit. I have one of those. I got to get her one of those. But anyway, all right, let's do it. It's me and it's Brett and it's Katie Sackhoff. It's the big thing. You ready? I'm ready. Let's do it. What's up, everybody? It's me. And in case you thought I was lying, I'm not. There she is. Katie Sackhoff is here.
Hi.
Hey. How'd you get into this club?
I don't know. What happened?
How'd you make it here? You actually do. What's great is that as the way I prepped it with the three of us, I said, you can be yourself here, Brett, with Katie. And she's like, yeah, absolutely. But then what I realized is he's watched every season of The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
You've watched every season. You're caught up.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll ask like six. You'll probably say like six words.
Exactly. If you go off into what's canon and not.
Yeah. What's canon? No, I don't think that's all right. How are you?
I'm good.
I missed you.
I missed you too.
It's been
I know. It's been a weird few years, eh?
Yeah. Did you get Canadian over?
That's how weird the.
Well, your husband's Canadian,
been.
Is right?
Canadian.
Okay, so then that's why.
I know. I've made so much fun of Canadians over the years that it is literally karma that I married one.
But you pick it up. You pick like my wife will pick up New York stuff. I hear her go, "Come on!" And she
I'm walking here.
What does she say? So she's just like she picked some of the stuff my mom says, but she's whatever the words are. She picks them up, and I go. That's because of me.
Yeah.
And absolutely. But
I know, we were just talking inside. She's like, I'm trying to convince Christian to move to
She wants to New go to York. New York. And now she really wants to go. She wants to get the hell out of Los Angeles.
So do we. But
so you want to go too?
But we want to move to Lake Oregon or Washington. Like, we don't want to go that far.
Well, the Oregon, I mean, that's your spot.
Yeah, that's where
Do you want to go back home?
I mean, like.
Home-ish.
Do I want my mom to be able to walk to my home? No. Do I want her to have to think twice if she has the time to get to my house? Like, it's a good 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, right. So, holidays will be great.
This will be good. Holidays like, if I can great. Uber home 100%. Instead of have to go upstairs and change my plane flight.
Just have a couple glasses of wine, stay at the house, or the parents' house for a little bit, and then dip the next day. Yeah,
my parents are actually building this huge house right now. It's like a big compound, And so I was like, oh, that's great. Like, you know, and they're like, well, we'll have living care. It'll be great someday. And I was like, yeah. Or we could just spend the night if, you know, we drink too much.
Right. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your priority straight.
I know.
Let's talk shop. Anyway, so what's been going on as far as, I mean, this is a busy year for you.
It is a busy year.
It's a very busy year. I have, before we even get started into all that, here's the one thing. So we're just to let everybody know we're taping this a couple weeks before the actual premiere because she's a busy lady. So there was a poster that was dropped today, and I'll probably post this if I don't cut this out of the show. we're gonna have a reaction to Katie. Katie has not seen the poster yet. At this point, it would come out a couple of weeks ago, but she hasn't seen it. So I'm gonna get Katie's reaction to this poster. This was released today,
like in real time.
In real time today, so we can post this potentially on social media today. But today. But this when they see it on the show, it's a weird thing. All right, so here we go. Here it is. That's the shot.
I'm like, get your hands off my dog, Sava.
He does. Look at him. He's got what? What planet is that?
I mean, who's looking like a badass?
He looks like a badass. Pedro Pascal. That guy.
He's got the hip cocked out and everything.
Yeah. What's going on with that saber? You got Grogu. You got Grogu there. You got whatever planet's going
He's standing on a ship.
He's still getting that saber.
He's still got
that saber.
He's still got it, doesn't he?
I love how you right away said, get your hands off my saber. That's got to be a thing. What's going on with that saber? And again, for people, obviously, there's going to only be so much that Katie can talk about here before. You are going to come back on after the season airs.
Which will be so much fun.
And we can spoil the shit out of it because we'll have all watched it.
I'm sure people will still be mad at me, though. They'll be like, but I haven't watched it yet.
At that point, no. We're gonna tell people
to get with the times.
Yeah, exactly. No, but let's talk about what you can talk about.
Yeah.
So season two wraps, and it's this massive thing. Everybody does a really great job of hiding the Luke Skywalker thing. I think you're all full of shit that you didn't know it was him, but that's fine.
You know, I really didn't know. I've said this so many times.
I know you did. But you told me last time. I don't believe you.
I didn't know.
Really?
He wasn't there.
I know, but I mean, they didn't tell you who the character was.
Plo Koon. That's what Dave said. And everyone's like, well, he's dead. And I'm like, yeah, it's Star Wars. It wouldn't be the first time they brought someone back to life. And when Dave Filoni tells you something, you believe him.
That sounds...
You know, Dave Filoni told me I was going to be the Mandalorian. I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
Ate my words. So I will forever believe him.
Yeah. All right. That's fair. But how do you do that when... I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess if you're those guys and you're saying... Because it was... Was it Peyton Reed that directed that one?
Yes.
Peyton Dereed.
The final?
Yeah, Peyton Dereed directed the final. So it's like, I would just wonder as a director where you're like, okay, they tell him, just tell him it's Plo Koon and get the same kind of reactions out of him. How does he direct you in that to say then, you know, hey, okay, look, you need to react this particular way? Because I guess when you look at it, you're just reacting to a Jedi coming in.
We're just reacting to a Jedi.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the whole point was to get Grogu to someone who could, someone of his kind, someone who could guide him, someone, you know. And that was the Mandalorian's thing, like get him to his people. Right.
Right.
So I didn't second guess it. I was like, oh, look, it's his people.
Right. You're right. I
should have. I'm sorry. I'm just focusing on my face right now. You guys, I tried my makeup differently today and, I think I went a little heavy with the bronzer right here. It's totally fine.
I think it was totally good.
I have a 1-year-old at home. The fact that I have makeup on my face at all is a
one-year-old. You're in the shit.
Wow. Literally. Like, what? She's just realized that she can take her diaper off and she stands up and goes, hey!
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you're getting into it right now.
Yeah.
You get into the chasing stage eventually. Oh, yeah.
And she loves monkeys, so she's going to be throwing shit.
Yep.
I am prepared.
Yeah, your kid? Are you kidding me?
I walked into my...
like, have you met me?
100%.
I walked into my son once. He had his diaper on the floor, and he was just like this on the ground.
Staring at him.
Look what I did, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah,
with Daddy.
Yeah, right before Sadie. That's nice. Yeah, so before Sadie was talking about how Maisie, my youngest, was doing. She's five. She's still throwing.
Crazy.
I told this story. Well, you're going to love it, but I've told it on the air before. I got to tell it again because I know that you'll get a kick out of this. This is what my 5-year-old does. The other day, I said to her, she's like, Dad, I want to be a princess. I said, okay, great. You be a princess. She goes, and I go, you're a princess. She's like, I'm a princess. And I go, okay. She goes, kneel. And I go like this. She goes,
no.
Kneel. It's like, so good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with the little sassy attitude. We can talk about people throwing shit right before she came in. Katie picked up some shit and she started throwing it in the car. Terrible move.
Yeah, no, I'm yeah. So anyway, sorry to distract you.
No, it's good. The bronzer. Let's just do a bronzer episode.
Welcome to the big thing. This is Makeup 101 for 40 plus.
Joke's on you, assholes. You came in thinking we're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, we got
you guys.
New sponsor.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Maybelline. That face? Yeah.
I don't even know. So I tried. We Brett, myself, and Roxy, she was like quizzing us on makeup brands. I think I got two of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was, yeah.
I mean, don't know any, you guys. I don't wear makeup. Like, it's not my jam.
Just on the set.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So, you know, the fact that it's on is good.
Good. bashing yourself in the face.
Sure. I also have a huge pimple that I managed to cover up, so I'm feeling real good about myself right now. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
The best thing is always to point these things out. So if somebody didn't notice it, now you know.
I am like that person that's like, I like to point out my flaws so no one else can point them out. Like, I beat you to it.
I did it. He's like Eminem in 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Have you seen my ass? Let me tell you what's wrong there.
All right, Rabbit. Let's keep going. So, but yeah, all right. So you get, so that season happens. It's a massive, massive hit. Yeah. And Mandalorian, you get the role. And it's one of those things we talked about recently where there's an actress, speaking of Pedro Pascal, there's an actress in The Last of Us that played the character in the game and then transferred into the actual live action series. And I had brought you as a reference. I said, it's rare when you have the person who voiced the character, then play them in live action. And we've talked about it at great length about how you got the call. Yeah, the leaf blower guy shows up every Star Wars episode without fail. We're just going to invite him in as a guest.
Right?
He's just going to come in as a guest. And he's probably going to show. He'll probably be right outside the door.
He's about canon 10 now.
He is 100% he's canon. He's going to battle Din and on Mandalore.
With this leaf blower and the darksaber.
Absolutely. It just depends on what you think his darksaber. Unbelievable. This is where we went. You can tell we're comfortable.
We're 10 minutes in.
Already.
Not even.
Yeah, who knows what the hell he's into.
I just took a drink of my coffee.
All right. You're able to transfer over into that role. It doesn't happen often. And it's also, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think it's because you're already established live action, whether it was Battlestar or Longmire, all the countless amount of things that you've done. So having this and realizing it, and did you know it's Star Wars? Did you think that when you got it, like, this is going to be massive? I know this is going to be massive. Because it was already season one. It was already done. But did you think it was going to be pretty big for you?
No, it's weird, right? Like, I knew, growing up a Star Wars fan, I knew for me what this meant, you know? And you always hope, but I've been so let down in my career and in moments when people are like, this is going to be it. This is going to be the thing. This is going to be the thing that's going to catapult you, and you're going to have so many opportunities. Right. It's going to be fucking great. And then it doesn't happen. So I'm so used to, like having those opportunities just be the opportunity that it was.
Sure.
And nothing else comes out of it. So I just took it for what it was. How cool. I'm in Star Wars. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. And obviously it pays off. But I don't think I've talked to you about this yet. We've run into each other at Star Wars Celebration a few times. Yeah. But your first Star Wars Celebration, was that in Chicago?
Yes. Okay. Before. And so that is where I actually like cornered Dave Filoni.
Oh, right.
And was like, so this Mandalorian show, I'm not dead. And technically, you know, the age is within reason. And he was like, and didn't say anything. And
she's, I was really like, thinking about
and
it.
And I was, so I just thought, like, I was making a joke to my friend. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like ribbing him and giving him shit. I never dreamed in a million years that like 2 months later I was going to get a phone call.
That's great.
I love
it. I really
that.
Didn't.
That's
I had really no cool. idea. It was just.
Was it John that called you or was it Dave? Do you remember?
My first meeting was not with Dave, it was with John.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's really great. I love what those guys are doing, for sure. And let me ask you, and again, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but when it came to Grogu at the end of season two, he's off with Luke.
Yeah.
Did you know that he was going to get, you know, reunited in Boba?
No.
Okay.
No. So, like, when we were filming season three and he was there, I was like, wait.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to go watch. And then it made sense.
Yeah. You know? Well, it definitely makes sense.
It made sense once he was in Book of Boba Fett. Yeah.
I'm curious if they're going to, I mean, if they got to recap it for people, because if you don't watch Boba Fett, you're going to be lost.
Yeah. It is one of those things, right, where they are counting on the fans to have watched all of the shows. And in a.
There he is.
I love the fact that he's like right there.
Oh, he's right there.
You guys, if he's like, if my hair starts, we should get him to do like some ambient, like.
You don't understand. Speaking of Mandalorian, every Mandalorian review that I do, he knows that I'm. He knows. He wakes up, and he said, "Did the Mandalorian review? Yeah. He's shooting it now." Get so much so that somebody made an animated version of the leaf blower guy coming in. I said, "Just stick it in my ear. Just put it right in my ear, right in the middle of it."
It is the most annoying noise.
No,
because it's like
he's just doing his job.
Yeah,
and he's just doing his job. But he's
of course he is.
But he's every single. It's like Star Wars. He just knows. The leaf blower, he's not even awake. He just, the leaf blower wakes him up. He's like, Star Wars time. And he just, and that's it.
Someone's going to create a silencer for the leaf blower at this point.
You'd think that it would be like, they'd be electric and like not.
It'd be a robot eventually.
Right?
Yeah.
Just sucking it up.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. It's become an ongoing thing for people who are brand new to the show. They're going to be like, what the hell is going on right now?
What are you talking
about? Come on in. Come on in. Unbelievable. Anyway, you were saying.
No, I was going to say that I think that they're expecting people to have watched all of them. But at the same time, for the casual viewer, I think that that first trailer that we got a view of during the football game a couple weeks ago or a week ago made complete sense.
Yeah.
Because they had to let people who haven't watched all of the other shows.
Yeah.
Like, just, tell me I'm about, gonna get so profound, and yeah. then like, it's just gonna
tell
be
me
like,
about that traumatic experience you had as a child. No, keep going.
So I think that it actually made complete
don't try.
You know what I mean?
Don't try. Let's talk
there's
about
it. There's not even leaves back there.
He's just playing with the dog.
He's playing fucking 80s tunes on his leaf blower right now. He's like, hey guys, like Rick Springfield, check this out.
Rick Springfield.
That's it. He's been playing Jesse's Girl for the last 15 minutes.
Right, just waving around in the air.
That's it.
He has a Walkman on.
He's laughing his balls off. He knows. He knows. He's like, oh, they got a big interview today.
Hey, uh-huh. Mando.
Yeah.
Mando. Think you're big shit, huh?
Are we good? Okay, we're good. All right. So, okay, let me ask you a question. So, Book of Boba Fett and Grogu.
Yeah.
So, do you think that they got to show a recap, though? They have to.
I would imagine that they would.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be nice. But I also think that, like, that's what's great about The Mandalorian. Like, if we actually break it down and say you haven't seen Book of Boba Fett, what I love about The Mandalorian is that you don't have to be a Star Wars fan to watch it. It is a phenomenally good show for the entire family.
Yeah.
And you don't really have to be aware of, you know, of any of the original movies or anything.
Or even Clone Wars. You know, I think they set it up. Well, oh, I got to ask you about
Mercedes.
Thank you so much. But so this is whole big thing. Do you guys speak often?
We have.
I know you're friendly. Yeah. So because there was this massive thing going on with her in the WWE,
and Mercedes Moné now.
Yes, mm-hmm. and she had. I mean, the fans really got behind her in the way that she handled herself overall. Just like I'm out. I'm going to do my own thing, and. Any shot again? I know that just if she shows up, then she shows up. But I haven't heard any rumors. But let's talk acting because I don't Mandalorian. Even if she's in it, you're not going to be able to tell me. Have you spoken to her at all about acting? I thought she was really good for one of her first roles. Is she something she's really going after now?
Mercedes is one of the hardest working, most humble women that I've met. She's phenomenally talented. As a wrestler, and she has so much raw talent as an actor, that the sky's the limit as far as what she wants to accomplish.
Yeah, you know? She's great.
And one of the things that's so beautiful about Mercedes is, you know, I'm going to call her a young woman because she's younger than I am. And the ability to know your self-worth and know mm-hmm. your own worth and know what you bring to something is such a powerful thing. And I think that's why the fans got behind her. They know what she brought to the WWE. They know what she brought to women's wrestling. She's a phenomenal, excuse my language, fucking athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see the difference between her and, you know, God love her, someone like Ronda. Like, you know.
Ronda's green. Yeah, she's green. She's green in wrestling, yeah.
100% phenomenal athlete.
Yeah.
But someone like Mercedes who checks every single box, she knows her own worth and she wasn't willing to accept less than that. And that is something to be admired and applauded, not shit upon.
And it seems like, you're always going to get people who are on that shit upon crew. But for the most part, it seems like the majority, really, there was like a big movement for her. So it's good to see. I'd like to see her act more and do some more stuff because I thought she was so good in that show. And I was, you know, I don't know if she's coming back or not, but I hope that she does. what can you tell us about this season? You know, because I know it's hard. It's like a box. Like what yeah. can in without getting yourself in trouble? Like because what we see in the what we showed it they showed at Star Wars Celebration yeah. and they showed it a bit in that first trailer was that Bo-Katan is she's on the hunt and she looks like she's there's stuff going on and she even says to Grogu at one point you didn't think your dad was the only Mandalorian, did you? Right. Like so. Let's talk about that trailer first. You see, the first time you saw that was Star Wars Celebration?
It was.
Okay, so how was that experience in front of that crowd watching that trailer for the first time?
I think that's the first time that I felt like the Star Wars, like, love yeah. sort of like in a roar at my face. It was really cool, you know? Really, really amazing. I loved the trailer. I thought it was so cool. But I also knew that, you know, just because that was the trailer that we got at Celebration didn't necessarily mean that that was the way that Disney was going to publicize the show.
Right.
Like that was a specific trailer for Celebration for the fans that were at Celebration. And you can see that based on the different trailer that was released, you know, the trailer that was released, like we talked about during the football game was really just to get people back in the mindset of yeah. this is what the Mandalorian is. This is where we're at. This is sort of the adventures that he goes on, and it's coming soon.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I told you, and I was bummed that I didn't see in that last trailer, but I also understand that from what they showed in that last one that maybe they're trying to hold back on the story, which in a certain aspect I was like, I get it, because it's like, you know, I think that there's sometimes, I just watched a trailer recently and it's like, it gave away everything.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, and so it seems like there's really a lot. I mean, if you watch that last trailer, that one that we just talked about, it seems like Bo's got some shit going on.
Yeah, for sure. And if you watch the one that, the official trailer that came out as well, there's spoilers in there. There's clues in there that for Star Wars fans, yeah. you just have to know what you're looking for. but for people that are excited about The Mandalorian that don't know about all of the lore and don't know about all of these other things and didn't watch Boba Fett, it's just a really fun trailer that yeah. gets people excited.
The one thing I saw that, it's always fun to watch people's reactions, but I had that there was a theory going around, which I shot down immediately, but I'm going to look like an asshole if it comes down to it, was that you're in the show, your sister, Satine, is actually the armorer. Yeah, and I said, I made that face. I was like, no, it's not.
I mean, what do I know? I don't know.
Come on. It's a fun theory. It's a fun theory, but I think it takes away from the armor if it was. Plus the fact Satine was like the opposite of Bo-Katan.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite.
Yeah, the complete opposite and not
the
someone
pacifist.
Who, yeah, and not into the, to, wouldn't go into that full kind of religious zone.
We didn't see the spirituality in yeah. Satine, you know? Yeah, I don't know. It was really sad. You know, I thought that I was sort of hoping to see a trailer as, yeah. you know, we text right afterwards and I was like, I was disappointed. I didn't see myself either. I was like, oh my God, I had all my family getting ready because they weren't at Celebration. They didn't get to see that trailer. So I had everybody watching, my cute little husband, as we're watching, we're football fans anyway, so I would have been watching the game, but he's recording me. I didn't know. And he said, the look on your face was so sad. That he said it, I literally, my heart broke for you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is the moment. My parents are going to see yeah. it. Like, my brother's watching it. And it was like,
nothing.
I promise I'm on the show.
Right. Well, so, but I would assume from that, from just the way that you said it, that you talked to either Dave or John, and they're like, don't worry.
No, I didn't really? Actually. Okay. I didn't actually. But I was aware ahead of time. I don't even know who I was speaking to about it, but yeah. that the trailer at Celebration was created for the fans at Celebration, and it was not an official trailer.
Okay, so yeah, because they released that other one, and it was a version of that one, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. it wasn't to that extent.
It was much shorter.
It was much shorter. Yeah. There was, yeah,
yeah, and so from those, you know, for people who have seen those, like I think that the shorter one did go out online. Right?
It did.
It did.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, and that that's why that line of that I mentioned with you didn't think your dad was the only Mandalorian. That's still in there, mm-hmm. but there was way more detail in that one from Celebration. It yeah. was like it was. Well, what they did at Celebration was they showed it because we were there and they showed it at the first panel and it was the Lucasfilm presentation in general. And then they showed that. And then I said to Mike and Steph who were with me, I'm like, well, what the hell are they going to show at the Mandalorian panel? It's yeah. going to be the same thing. And it was an extended version of yeah. that, which the one that they showed at the Lucasfilm was what they released online.
Okay.
The one, and then there's like this another 3 minutes that they added on to it, which is amazing.
Loved that line so much. Yeah. It was such a fun thing shooting. I love shooting with Grogu.
Yeah.
Because I love the puppeteers. They're just absolutely amazing and so talented. And
bit of a diva though, right?
He's a total diva. It's all about him all the time. He makes sure you know that.
Yeah, he has sold a lot of merch.
I know, exactly. He's literally paying my rent. Uh-huh. I loved that. I loved that line because it's the truth. You know, for people who don't know the backstory, for people who don't know anything, they don't know.
Right.
And I think it's such a phenomenal line to just,
it's
you
great.
Didn't think your dad was the only Mandalorian. And she, the way that Bo says it too, is so funny because she's just so, she has such an ego and she's also funny.
She is.
And
that's why I think it's such a smart idea that they kept you to do it, because you've been with the character through her younger years, through the development of it, through all the Darth Maul shit, like all that stuff. So you're able to take that with you inside of the performance, which I think is a very smart move on their part. But like, there are things that she's gone through, because she is significantly different yet the same in season two. But when she follows the rules at the end, when she loses that saber, she's got to follow the rules, but it doesn't mean she wouldn't let it go too easy.
Well, and that's the thing that a lot of people online said, that, you know, people who have watched Clone Wars and Rebels, you know, we're like, but she's taken it before. She has. And that shouldn't be a criticism. That should make you question why.
Right.
Why did she take it then and she didn't take it now? You got to think differently about, you know,
she's older. Don't be this person.
Yeah.
But go, wow, why wouldn't she take it now? We saw her take it as a gift.
Right.
Okay, something's changed.
Right.
Something's different.
Right.
So that could be a clue.
Yeah, and she lost it the first time for a reason. And that's the whole point is that, why would she do this exact same thing again and not learn from her mistakes?
Right,
yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and like this season was very, you know, we were talking about Bo and John and Dave and stuff a little bit, but this was a hard season for me, in the sense that there were a lot of me sitting down with John just needing pep talks, you know.
How come?
I think that I'm just an inherently insecure performer. I think that I know that there are moments that I am a good actor, but I think that sometimes I think that this is the first time in my career where I've stepped up and into something that's bigger than the career that I've amassed. And so I was really intimidated. And so I think I needed a coach that, you know, kept telling me that, you know, he just rooted me the whole time.
Trevor. I love that. And that obviously comes from his experience of being an actor himself. Yeah. Right. And that's one of the things I've always said about him. And I think what Star Wars has in those guys is that, look, George Lucas, without him, we ain't sitting here talking about this thing right now,
right.
But he's notoriously not great with actors, right? It's just been, it's always,
oh, really?
Oh yeah. He's notoriously not, it's just like the line was always, quicker, faster, whatever it was. There's some directors, which I'm sure you know, that don't do that, or creators that just don't do.
Most TV directors, at least back when I started, there's no time to direct actors. And I always sort of like talked about myself in the sense that like I felt like I was the good child that like doesn't need parenting, so they just leave you in the corner to do what you do well and then never direct you. So I was like craving direction as I you know got older. I was like, just please somebody tell me what to do, tell me what I'm doing wrong, give me something. And so I love being directed. It's one of my favorite things about this business.
I mean, look at that. I mean, that team, those two guys alone. I mean, I know there are other directors, obviously, throughout the set. But, like, those guys as a team, where you get someone like Jon Favreau who knows the acting process. You get Filoni who can speak Star Wars while he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
And that's got to be so comforting. Even though you are, like you said, you get insecure like we all do. But it's like you get those pep talks and you're like, boom. So do you feel after those pep talks that insecurity kind of went down a little bit and then you put in the performance that you wanted to do?
I think that as soon as, I think so. And I've had validation like after that, you know, in the sense that I've seen the edits to a certain extent. I've seen cuts at, when I've been doing ADR and things, and I'm really, really, really excited for people to see this season.
Same.
Well, they'll let you know if you did well. They'll definitely. Yeah.
The fans.
The fans are going to let you know.
Yeah. They'll let me know.
They'll tell you. They're usually quiet on a lot of things, but the Star Wars ones.
Did I tell you?
No.
Okay, so when my first episode aired during season two, I was up in Canada. It was during COVID, right? It was 2020. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We Skyped the last time we saw you. It was a
She came in with Kate about a year and a half ago. But you and I talked to her. Two, 3 years ago. Yeah.
I was sitting in the bathtub. I was terrified to watch the show, but the social media had already
Second season.
Bo's episode had already aired. Okay. I was terrified to watch it. I hadn't watched it. And I was sitting in the bathtub. Robin's mother was visiting us in Canada while I was filming Another Life. And they went to go do something. And I was in the bathtub when they got back in cold water. Like, it was lukewarm. I'd been in there for so long holding. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, holding a glass of whiskey, shaking. Because
Favreau wasn't there for this one.
He was not.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
He was.
You, have you ever, a little odd. What are you sitting in the corner like this? It's okay. You can watch.
Take a breath. It was that. Have you ever had that where your adrenaline was so high that you were cold, like shaking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, I just had so much adrenaline because I'd been doing interviews all morning with people who had seen it. And I was like, just like. And he said that I looked up at him like a child, just terrified. And I hadn't even drank any of the whiskey yet. I
was just, and what is it? Just worried about what the fan base was going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. It can get rough. But the thing is, and it's hard to realize because like you've got street cred. You got street cred from Battlestar. You got street cred from these other things. But that's hard. It's hard to realize because, look. Even as he's joking, the Star Wars fans and the fandom in general, whether it's Marvel, MC, DC, any of this stuff, it can be rough, man.
Social media really gave people a louder voice.
100%, and sometimes and not for the good, and a lot of times. Sometimes yes, sometimes not for the good. Yeah. And so yeah, I can understand that. But you've got that street cred to where it's like, you know, and when because that episode's great. I mean, that's a great episode, and the way you showed up and everything that you did, and that actually transitions to me in something that I wanted to talk about, and that's Bryce Dallas Howard. Mm. Holy shit.
I love her.
I am so impressed by her. Like, I've always liked her as an actress.
Yeah.
And when they said that she was going to direct, I was like, cool, you know, she's got it in her blood, clearly, from her pops, but I didn't know. And then the first episode she did, I liked. The first one she directed,
it was
a cool
episode.
Yeah. But then... It was your episode, and then the one she did it in Book of Boba Fett. Holy shit.
I mean, come on.
Holy shit. Yeah. She is such a good director that, you know, people were like, well, she should be doing movies. And I say, I think they jumpstart people into that stuff right away. And if she wants to do a movie, sure.
Yeah.
But I think give her a series. Let her direct some episodes. I think she's doing Ahsoka is what they announced. But so what's first of all, had you ever met her before, and what's the relationship like now?
Yeah, so I actually met Bryce years ago when I was on set with my ex. He filmed a movie with her, and I was there during that time. And she and I really hit it off and didn't keep in touch for whatever reason. And so we completely knew of each other. And then one of my like really close guy friends actually went to college with her.
Oh, wow.
And I think they were roommates. So she and I have sort of run in the same circles for quite a while. And so there was a... instant familiarity when I showed up on set that day, but it was the love that I have for her is you know, she's amazing. I love her. She gives tons of direction. She wants to try it a million different ways, and we have fun. Like, that's the biggest thing about it. Yeah. Like, this job is supposed to be fun, right? And she makes it fun. Long days, you know, a lot of takes. Mm. But that is, it's her process, and it in turn becomes my process when I'm working with her. I know that that's what it's going to be. And so we try everything.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Do you have even more of a kind of special kinship with her because of she was the director of your kind of debut into the live action Star Wars?
I think so, probably. Yeah. 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 So when we were finding Bo, she was directing, and we tried it a million different ways because we didn't know who Bo was yet, really, in live action. We'd never seen her face move. We'd never seen her move. We'd seen it really just in animation. And so so we really had to figure out who this person was aesthetically.
Yeah. It worked, and clearly, and she's doing some great stuff. And she seems like what I the fun part seems like that's when you look at what she's done, you look at the behind scenes stuff and the way that she talks about it, but it also seems like she legitimately loves Star Wars. Like, you can't keep doing directing episodes. If you do, if you don't like it, you do like an episode and then you're out.
And then you're like, all right, that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That was cute.
It was cute.
My kids love it.
Yeah. What was, all right, everybody, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You got to give online therapy a try. You go to betterhelp.com/big thing and get on your way to being your best self. It's really important to talk to people, man. It really is. And it helps you be at your best, because when you're at your best, you can do great things. But sometimes life will get you bogged down and you can feel overwhelmed, like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. Working with a therapist, it can help you, and it can help you get closer to the best version of you. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything that life throws at you. Look, I've been there before. I was just talking about this with a close friend recently. I was in a kind of a spot where I just didn't want to talk to anybody, and I was wrong. I had too much bottled up, and I had to talk to people. And when I did, I felt a lot better. It really helps. And if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. You have to just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime, no additional charge. If you want a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. You have to visit betterhelp.com/big thing today and get 10% off your first month. Betterhelp.com/big thing. Talk to somebody. I promise you, it helps. BetterHelp. I mean, do you get a chance to hang with Bill Burr at all?
No.
No?
No, I want to.
Yeah, because
I think he's hysterical.
He's hilarious, man. I always talk about my two kids, and I said in comedy-wise, my 11-year-old has like the Howie Mandel type of, you know, like, hey, look at me, guys, I'm on. And then you get my 5-year-old who's Bill Burr, right? Just like
so cut and dry.
Just cut and dry, not even really trying to be funny, you know, just like, and they're both very funny in their own way, but there's something about Burr.
I would love to work with him.
Yeah, I don't know if they've announced the directors yet of this season, so I don't want to.
I thought they did.
Did they?
Didn't they just announce them?
Maybe they did. You know what we can do is, here, what I'll do is I'll ask you about the directors, and then if it turns out that they didn't release them, we'll cut it out of the show.
You know, if I tell you the directors that I worked with, you're going to know how many episodes I did.
Oh, so you can't say anything at all.
I don't know if I
all
right, can so say that.
Let's leave that alone. Let's leave that alone. I don't want to get you in trouble. So we'll move away from it.
I don't want to get a phone call. No,
not yet. That's what's the beauty of having you come back is, because then we can talk about everything and then we can dive deep into it, and you can say, like, well, that's what I wanted to tell you last time, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
But let's talk Pedro Pascal, man. That guy, what a year. He's having already.
It's
February.
I literally texted him and I was like, Saturday Night Live? Suck it, dude. That's amazing.
Saturday Night Live.
I mean,
Mandalorian.
Come on.
Because what's so funny about it is The Last of Us is now like the biggest show on television.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's over,
it will be encapsulated by
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
And then you said, Saturday Night Live. So, you know, and what a gig he's got for Mandalorian too.
I know.
Just, you know, it lends that voice, that beautiful voice he's got, but he sets the tone as far as what Din is. So, what's working with Pedro like? And did you know about The Last of Us on set for season two? Did you know about that kind of when he got it? When did you first kind of hear about that?
I think so. You know, I say this all the time that this show, the characters on this show are such a collaboration. You know, even myself, I would be remiss to not talk about the amazing stunt women that are also in my suit. There were no less than 5 people that were in my suit this year, because what it comes down to, and granted, you know, if they'd let me try everything once, I would have. There's not 2 of me, and it's a big production. And also, they don't want us to get hurt.
Right.
And I am not a stunt person, so there are things that
Tom Cruise laughs at
women. Listen, if I was as famous as Tom Cruise, maybe I would force them to let me do it too. But there's just not enough time.
Yeah.
You know, this is such a huge show, and we shoot it so quickly that it's just not enough time. So, you know, And I think that one of the most responsible things of an actor is to acknowledge and be humble about wanting to what you bring to the table, mm-hmm. and wanting to create a character that is believable as this amazing warrior. Well, that does require people with different expertise. So let's bring in the right people, especially because we have a helmet on. Mm. It's the most amazing opportunity to be able to bring someone in with a level of expertise that I could only pray to have.
Right.
And so, you know, that was definitely something that was amazing. We took advantage of it as well. My daughter was born in the middle of production. And, you know, we also took advantage of that. There were moments where if Bo was just in the background, you know, not doing much, we or just sitting there, my stand-in, God bless her, would put the suit on so I could go be with my brand new baby.
I love that.
So we really, it is such a group collaboration for my character. The same is to be said for Mandalorian.
Right.
You know, working with Brendan Wayne and the Chief Growler and Pedro is such a gift because each one of those men brings something different to that character. Watching Lateef move is
the
one
swagger of that walk. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So that's Brendan. That swagger and that walk, that's John Wayne.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Brendan Wayne.
True.
The agility and the swiftness and the ease of movement when he's fighting, that's Lateef. Mm. You know, the beautiful voice and the face, that's Pedro.
Right.
And they all bring something different to that role that makes us love the Mandalorian and makes that character as believable as he is.
Yeah, you know what's funny about
that? You have to have that.
I had a friend that was like, oh, I don't know if I can't, I know it's not Pedro under there. I can't get into it. I was like, I don't get that. Yeah. I was like, because to me, it's like, It's the same thing with the Grogu. It's a puppeteer.
Yeah.
Like, all three of them are puppeteers, and they're puppeteering, and they all add their own special thing for Din, and it works masterfully. He is so much so, and then this is I'll put a close up on me on this one because my thoughts on it, as I've told you guys, is that I think because Din was so successful that they altered Boba Fett tremendously because of it, and I think that Boba Fett was in season two of The Mandalorian was that Boba Fett that we knew. And because he was so similar to Din in what people loved about him, they changed him dramatically in the Book of Boba Fett series, which I didn't necessarily love that choice, but I'm me. I love those two episodes of The Mandalorian kind of 2.5 inside the Boba Fett, which I thought worked. But I think that no matter what, it's like there's so much that goes into all of it and the character of why, you know, Din is such a, just a man. And when he shows up in Book of Boba Fett and that meat shop,
you know what I loved about that is that, you know, and speaking of Bryce and seeing the Darksaber, we saw what it was capable of. It was like the first time we really saw it in action. We saw the threatening aspect of what it is. Excuse my words, I can't find anything. Because I always have to think as I'm talking as well, so I don't give spoilers away.
It's almost.
But we saw a bit of violence and gore to this whole Star Wars world, which I love. Like, the originals had that. I loved that of the originals. I loved that. And I thought that episode of Boba Fett brought that back.
Yeah, it did, for sure. Did you get a chance to, because I know you're busy, so it's hard to watch a lot of TV, especially with a little one running around. Did you get a chance to watch Andor?
I did.
I mean, that show.
I watched them all.
That show is just next level.
I've loved them all. Like, as a fan of Star Wars growing up, as a child, like, this is like, we're living in a real fun time.
We really are. What I mean? Yeah.
Like, the fact that we have this much Star Wars, I just love. I love it. And I love watching, speaking of you know, another one, is I love watching Ewan McGregor. I could watch him read the phone book.
Yeah, he's really talented. I had a couple things in that series that I, certain things I loved, certain things I didn't, but you're not wrong where it's like, you got Star Wars on. You got Star Wars on, and there's a lot of great moments that pop in, but I think the future of Star Wars right now, Star Wars is TV right now. I mean, it is. They don't even know what it is. They don't even have movies right now. Are maybe Lindelof's doing, we know he's doing one, maybe it announces its Celebration, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the big game in town is Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. That's the big game, and that's coming up this week. And then you get Star Wars Celebration in London. You going?
I just got announced. Yeah. Well, just when this comes out, it'll be like a month later. Yeah.
Amazing. So are you excited? I mean, yeah, you've been to London a handful of times.
I was just at Comic-Con in London.
Okay.
Like last year.
Okay.
And so I'm excited to go back.
Yeah, so that would be, I mean, I'm interested for that one because, again, you guys will be at that point in April.
It'll have all aired.
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, at least close to it, or either done or close to it, right? Because it's in April.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be. And so you'll be there doing that. I don't know if they've announced a season four or not, or, I mean, you know there's going to be a season four.
I don't.
You're full of it. but I think that we're probably going to announce it in season four once we're there. But yeah, I'm excited. I was supposed to go. I can't go this year.
Really?
But yeah, because
I'll
going.
Go.
You're going to go? No, I'm probably going to send Steph instead because I have. I'm going to go to CinemaCon, then there's Bonnie's getting married.
Amazing.
Which is amazing, and then we got and then Riley's getting married. So everybody's getting married in April. Riley's getting married in the beginning. I don't know, first or second week in April. And they're all getting married. And so it's going to be it's going to be a very busy April. And then we're going to start doing our live tours and stuff too. Yeah. Well, that's good. But
I'm only going for like, I think I'm not there Monday.
Okay.
I'm only there, I think, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's going to be weird again, right? Because I'm sort of doing that double duty where I'm going to do press. So I've got Disney obligations or Lucasfilm obligations and also fan obligations of signing and doing photo ops. So it's going to be one of those weird things. We're trying to figure it out now. So I'll be running as much as I was running last year, which was crazy to me. I had no idea. I honestly was just sort of shocked that my line was so long.
I love it. I'm very happy for you on it too. You deserve it. I know how much how hard you work, and especially with this particular, with this particular show and what it's done. And like I said, it's even though I love Andor, I love it. And I think that there's something about Andor with the writing. It's some of the best writing I've seen in Star Wars in a very long time.
Yeah. Agree.
Star Wars is everything though. That Andor to me gets a very pocket of Star Wars done really, really well. Mandalorian does it all. Mandalorian is like that everything you love about Star Wars.
I can't wait for you guys to see this season.
Okay. You know me. So am I going to lose my mind? You can say that. That's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like that because you know me.
I know. So
I know.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped to find out what's going on with it. But let's before I do segue out of Mandalorian for a second, I will say this. Katie mentioned her helmets, and she mentioned the stunt people can wear the Bo-Katan thing. Well, guess what? Before she came in, I asked her question if she'd be interested in doing a giveaway, and I had something else I was going to give away, and she said, well, you know, I got a helmet, and she'll autograph that helmet. And it's such a simple contest to do. We're going to try to get 2,000 comments on this video, and I'm going to pick someone at random. And Katie, so what's the helmet?
Well, could you imagine if it's my motorcycle helmet?
Yeah. So it probably still work.
No, it's Bo-Katan's helmet. It's her Hasbro helmet, which I love.
Oh,
yeah. And I am excited to give one
away. I love that. Thank you for doing that, too.
I love that helmet.
Yeah.
And it may or may not have been one that I've tried on.
So. Oh, wow. So there you go. So, and all you got to do is it'll be an autographed helmet by Katie Sackhoff. So all you got to do is comment. And you can't just write comment.
Yeah, come on.
You can write it. You're just not going to win.
that.
Yeah, you got to get write comment down. And if we get to 2,000 comments, once we get to 2,000.
The funniest, smartest comment.
No, we just got a comment. If someone goes and talks about how much they love the show and goes into certain things, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to pick one out, and then I'm gonna send it to you guys. So go ahead and put the comment in there. And again, once we hit 2,000, don't double up and go, this is a comment, and you get like six comments in it.
I love that you actually had to say that because you would have done all of these.
I would have absolutely done all those things. Plus, how do I beat the system?
I know.
How do I beat the system?
I know. I would have just been there like number six going like, oh, God, please hit me.
That's it.
I'm such a rule follower.
All right, let's talk more about you, though. What's going on? Like, because you were super busy when you started this show. You know, you're a producer. All these other things. What's going on? Are you working on some other stuff right now, or is Mandalorian taking up all your time?
So Mandalorian took up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
It took a lot of my time. And then my husband and I produced, and he wrote another Hallmark Christmas movie that I was meant to do, and then another subsequent movie after that as well. But we had a family family tragedy, so we had to back out of all of our obligations for the rest of the year, which was difficult. Yeah. So, you know, as a person who loves what I do, mm-hmm. And has never backed out of a project before, it felt really weird to have to back out of things, but it was the right thing to do. But I did manage to fit in a movie at the end of the year in Budapest with Josh Hartnett. So I'm really excited.
You talk about the movie at all or not yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know if I can.
Isn't it weird though? Like now, because especially after being involved with Star Wars, you don't even know if you can talk about going to the grocery store anymore.
I don't know if I can say anything.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
It's just the weirdest thing.
That's hard.
But it was great. I loved working in Budapest. Action movie. Mm-hmm. So really excited for people to see that one. And then we're just writing. Like my husband has, you know, that's one of the best things about being married to a writer is that, you know, I have all these ideas, but I can't write worth shit. and he's a fantastic writer. So we've got a lot of stuff that we're cooking up.
Yeah. And how's mama life?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
This is my fourth cup of coffee this morning, which could also be why
you're shaking.
But I also have pimples on my face. I've got makeup on because I'm, you know, I have black circles under my eyes because and we have a nanny.
Yeah, but still.
Like, I mean, we are blessed with a nanny. I do not know how people raise children with full-time jobs, no help, and, or let alone single parents. I just, like, my hat is off to you guys. This is, it's exhausting. It is, and it's, I love my child. Like, she is the funniest freaking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. She does just like, she's just like us in like a tiny little ball. She's just so funny. But I don't want to be with her 24 hours a day. I'm sorry. I don't. I love her, but like,
yeah, break.
I need a break. Yeah. I need to breathe. And like, you know, we primarily, our nanny is, we actually hired it, more of a personal assistant because I thought, well, I'll have someone who can be me so I can hang out with my child as much as possible, which is such a freaking luxury. And I understand that. So she does everything that I would have to do during the day and I get to hang out with my baby. And I miss all of the things that I used to do during the day.
Yeah, like, no, I get
can
it.
Can I do laundry for a second?
Yeah.
Do you want to hang out with me? Because like she's you know, she started walking at 11 months, so it's like we're chasing after her.
Oh, you are already in the chasing.
It is not just like, oh, look at she's walking. It is like running after someone with suicidal tendencies who is made of glass. Yeah. Just desperately trying to like dive under their head as they fall down the stairs and make sure they don't eat dog shit and, you know, don't put your face in the toilet and stop eating batteries and oh my God, what is happening? Why are you touching your vagina so much? Like, oh my God, don't put the battery in your vagina. Stop. Oh my God, she's taking her diaper off. Why is she taking her diaper off? It's really funny, but stop taking your fucking diaper off. Oh my God.
We're watching Katie go through therapy now.
It is like, it is nonstop. And then she found nipples and she was like, nipple, 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 penis, nipple, nipple, mommy's vagina. Now she's biting me. And I'm like, stop biting me. I want to go back to work so bad.
I love the breakdown. It's amazing.
I'm crying right now.
Yeah.
Katie, if you ever wanted to be taken to your fucking knees, have a baby.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
That's the.
And you love them so much.
Of course,
I love her. I would literally die just to make sure she's happy.
You would eat 17 batteries.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Of course, and die. Like, but it doesn't take away the frustration. Yeah. You were talking to Sadie before you came in here too. Did you tell her about how exhausted you were?
I did a little bit, and she looks as tired as I do, so I didn't want to talk about it. She said it gets better when they're five.
Right. Well, yeah, I know. It's the truth, but it's like she's even, I mean, you know, maybe too much information. We were talking the other day, we were like, I can't get pregnant again. She's just
like, snip him.
And we're just like, that just can't happen. And we're like, because we're both, I mean, we're tired. And and it's like after you see, like, that's so many people after that just now are like, hey, maybe we should put off having kids for a little bit.
But, I know. And that's the thing is, like, I don't want to dissuade people from having children because it is hands down the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my entire life. I love this little human. I didn't think it was possible to. I now know what unconditional love is. Right. I had no idea. But I also, like, you know.
You need to be. Yeah, I know. You need to
mean, it is not. It is not for the faint of heart. Like, you need to be real committed and real. You need to understand
it is.
What you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. And you think, though, too, it's funny because it's like there's like a balance of like when you some people, when you have children really young, you have the energy to do it. That's part one. But do you have the, but it's also mentally, are you there yet? Because you guys had kids younger.
Yeah, I mean, in LA standards.
In LA standards, yeah.
Younger. Like, we were 40.
Yeah, I was 31.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you're, I was the same age. But it's still, when you're young, New York and Queens, my buddy Dan, hey, listen, I was popping them out when I was like, I mean, I wasn't doing it, my wife was, but still, you know, you get the gist. I was like 21, 22, I had four kids.
Like, they're my age, and like thinking about retirement. Like, I'm doing the math going, I'll be 64, 65 when she graduates from college. Oh,
yeah, don't do the math. Right.
Yeah, but maturity-wise, though, but like you said, even though I'm with you and everything that you said, sometimes, like, now, even still, with two kids, sometimes I'm just like, go to sleep.
You're right.
I love you to death, but go to sleep. Like, my 11-year-old. So I want to stay up and hear stories. I'm like, no more fucking stories.
Right.
I'll tell you a story tomorrow. Go to sleep. Yeah. And it's always there. And the same thing. Love them to death. But it's just, it's just like, you know, but there is a maturity to it. I don't know if I could have managed an 11-year-old when I was, like when I met you.
Oh, hell no.
No way. I was like, no. Because even like, because back then it was, and I was stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. Writing, doing, and I had the ability to say, "Hey, I'm quitting my job at Silver Pictures."
Yeah,
I couldn't do that now. No chance. No. I can't quit a job and do that. I'm quitting my job at Silver Pictures, and yeah, it's just like it is very, very rewarding in the long run, especially as you see, just like, you know, it's everything.
It is rewarding, and like, part of me wants to, like, you know, dissuade these people from like having children too young, but I also want you to be part of my club so I can commiserate with you.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Like,
But you know, I get off the floor with her, and I'm like, I have to like be conscious of what hip I'm carrying her on because, like, you know, like, I'm not 25, but you know, my entire purpose shifted when we had her. Right. You know, now I want to work because I want to give my family a good life, mm-hmm. so she can have everything that we want her to have, and the life that I want her to have, and opportunities, and, you know,
batteries.
And I wanted batteries to put in her vagina, and you know, I learned it from watching you. Shit,
that's why you were in the tub.
Yeah, shivering.
Not the whiskey, honey. Yeah.
But it's in all seriousness, it is a reason to take care of myself now because I want to be healthy and vivacious to hang out with my child. Like, I don't care what my face looks like. I just want to make sure that I'm healthy on the inside.
100%. Well, that's what I also meant by like maturity level, right? Too, because when you're in your 20s and it's just like you're especially young in your early 20s, you're like, hey, I want to try this, I want to do this, I want to do that, and that's not just, you know, the getting like. So every time I laugh now when I go to the doctor's office, it's like, how many drinks do you have per week?
I know, I love that one.
I'm like, what? I mean, when it was, but if it was like 27, 28, I'm like, well, shit, I don't know.
Doing the math?
I went up last night and I had shot before this. That. Now it's like, when the hell did I have my
glasses? Could you imagine? Is 21's too much? Yeah. Yeah, 21 too much?
I had two glasses, but I had like, I just don't drink that much anymore.
You can't.
No, and because that's right.
You can't wake up.
I can't wake up. That's why, and again, that's why I take Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is the best. I love Athletic Greens so much. I love them. AG1 by Athletic Greens, man. They're so good. They're so good. And this is the other one. This is my wife this morning takes all these vitamins. And I go, how do you do that? I can't take a whole bunch of vitamins. I like doing it all in one shot. And that's what I do with Athletic Greens. I love it. I take it all the time. Every day. You guys know that. I mean, how long have I been talking about Athletic Greens now? Athletic Greens, it's better gut health. It's increased energy. It's, you know, for me, it's the sleep quality. That's what I've been doing. The sleep quality is the best. You can do it right. You can, whether you're working out or before you're making your coffee, whatever you're doing, you feel ready to go. And it's like, it's the health kick. It really is. Between my diet that I have, which I'll tell you about later, and then and Athletic Greens, I've been doing good. I've been having good energy. People have been noticing that. I like that. It helped me with my energy. And why do you want to take a whole bunch of different things? You just take this and that's it. You put it in. I take it in a bottle of water and I shake it up and I love it. And AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better with having to do a lot. People love it. Katie Sackhoff is, like I said, she's coming in on Monday. And I talked about Athletic Greens on the show and she loves Athletic Greens. And I'll talk, and she, I'm going to leave that in the show when she says it, of course. It's delivered to me every month. Very easy to make it a daily habit. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens, it gives you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. But you have to go to athleticgreens.com/big thing. athleticgreens.com/big thing.
I love Athletic Greens. Are you guys sponsored by Athletic Greens?
Listen,
I love Athletic Greens. I take Athletic Greens too, and I'm not sponsored by Athletic
yeah,
Greens.
Yeah, see, look right behind you. There's a lot of Athletic Greens. We love it.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I love Athletic Greens.
See, that's a perfect.
AG1.
AG1.
Yeah, that's right. I really do. You know what else I really love?
What's that?
That goes in the same thing that we're not sponsored by. No one's sponsored by.
Cocaine.
For parents
for
everywhere.
For that busy mom. Everywhere.
Do you want to see The Flash coming out in June? Well, no, you don't have to worry for Warner Brothers. Just watch.
Here we go.
Next to the leaf blower.
I do have to keep in mind these days that my audience has gotten a lot younger. So I you know.
Yeah.
Well, publicists are going to be like, what did you talk about?
Right. Well, we brought it. I was Brett. No, so blame everything. Always blame Brett. That's what I do. Yeah. All right. Before we let you out of here, too.
I heard you got a little project you're working on with your daughter, but it's a little hush-hush. Wait, is it paint by numbers?
Is it paint by numbers? What are you working on? No, what I want to, going back to, one of the things I was curious about with Mandalorian was, do you think that the Mandalorian, even though in TV, obviously, it's been working great, do you think that there's ever a world where we could see a Mandalorian film?
Oh my gosh. I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. I mean, listen, I don't know. Right. But I do. I think that they're... especially in this world where we're seeing all of these characters sort of being introduced and sort of, in a larger picture potentially.
Yeah. Does Kathleen Kennedy spend a lot of time at all on the set or is she too busy?
She is seen on set. For
okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
What a smart woman. I love her so much. We got to sit next to each other at a dinner and I just like, she's just
picked
so, I really, and not only just picked her brain about like business, but like being a working mom, mm-hmm. being so successful, juggling so many different hats, really, really important. Meeting women like that is really important to me now and like sort of talking to them about how they've managed to do so much in their lives.
Yeah. You think she sticks around for, her contract's supposed to end at like 2025. I'm curious. She's been there for a long time.
I hope so. Yeah. She's been there for a long time. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Listen, I think it's been great for Star Wars.
All right. So other than that, and then, The Last of Us. I talked to you about that beforehand. I know we brought it up, but someone you'd mentioned kind of going into this that you had a conversation with somebody. Is there any chance that we could see you in Last of Us Season 2 anyway?
I mean, I would love that. Come on. I would like to actually go. I would love to work with Pedro.
Yeah, we started the we started the Captain Marvel thing years ago. Yes, remember that? We started the Captain Marvel thing. Maybe we can start Katie Sackhoff on The Last of Us Season 2. I don't know the game. Well, you haven't played this season 2, the game 2.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, with the way that they're doing it, doesn't really have to be about the game necessarily. It could be one of the side stories or something like that. Yeah. So,
well, this is what I think. I think
it's going to happen.
I think that from what I saw in that trailer, the first trailer and then the trailer that was extended that a lot of people didn't see. I think, and the reason I'm not putting a close-up is I don't want to get any reaction out of her. I think that Bo-Katan's going to have a pretty big role this season, and I think this is going to be massive for you. I really do. I think this is going to be big for you. So I think that they're going to – I think that it's going to be less about you going –
Take it off her face. She's trying to keep her game face.
No, but I just think it's going to be less about
– I'm an actor.
Yes, yeah. But I think it's going to be less about after this season. I believe that after this season, you're not going to have to – it's not going to be one of these things of like – well, yeah, let's have so-and-so call and go, hey, you should see Katie and do this too. It's going to be like more of the, no, we got to go get Katie.
Yeah.
We got to get her because it's going to be the lie. That's my feeling on this season. But I don't know, man. We're going to find out pretty soon because it comes up this Wednesday, guys. This Wednesday, Mandalorian.
This Wednesday.
Is coming up. Are you so excited? Are you so excited? Are you going to be in the bathtub for this season or are you going to be, are we better now?
We're better. Okay. And now we're in our own house and not a rental in Canada. So I'll be in the hot tub.
Right. and running or running around and too busy about getting batteries out of things.
I know, it's true. No, I'm super excited. I can't wait for people to see this season. It's been a hard thing to keep under wraps because it's been a while.
We've
been shooting this. My daughter is 14 months old and she was born 2 months into filming.
Was it pushed at all? I mean, and you know, scratch that.
I'm aware of.
But scratch that. I want to talk before you, the last thing is the volume.
Oh God, I love the volume.
Okay. So the things with Mandalorian, I think Mandalorian has done the volume, in my opinion, very well. And I thought the Robert Rodriguez kind of blend episode was also done very well in location plus volume. I thought that because, and I understand it was because of the pandemic. Mm. I think that Boba Fett and Obi-Wan had to lean on it a little bit more. Mm. Is it all volume for Mandalorian season two or is it, it's location as well? Mm. Awesome.
That's what I loved about Andor.
Yeah.
I loved that. I think the volume is a phenomenal tool. Mm-hmm. It is a phenomenal tool. It allows creators to do something that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do. But I think that there is something texturally about seeing a real location. It changes things. Although the volume, listen, there are so many times I can't tell. You put me on the volume sometimes and I'm like, wow, that is just absolutely, it's stunning.
Yeah.
It is a stunning piece of equipment. I had to do a scene this season. This isn't a spoiler, I don't think. I had to do a scene this season where I'm flying a plane, flying a ship.
Yeah.
And the volume was, it was like playing a video game.
Oh, that's cool.
I had, the ship. And the volume was pre-viz. So I'm literally having to move my ship as the thing is. Wow. So I'm learning the way that the ship is flying with the volume. And we did it so many times. But the crew can't stand inside the ship because it makes them nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing barrel rolls and you're like flipping up. And like it's.
You sick at all?
I think when the volume needs to reset and I'm not moving with it, I can get very sick. Mm. Because it's just, it's motion sickness.
Yeah.
And especially when you're doing like so many different like barrel rolls and dog fights and stuff. And, it's when you're actually doing it and you're like moving with it, you don't get sick because your body's.
And you're locked in too, huh? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's great.
It's some cool stuff. Yeah. I'm super excited for that stuff. Me too. But it's awesome.
We're gonna find out pretty soon. And anything you're watching on TV that's not in the Star Wars world or any movies?
I'm watching Last of Us.
Okay.
We just finished Mayor of
Kingstown. Which one? The one with Kate Winslet?
No.
Mayor. I think it's
the
Mayor.
The one with Jeremy Renner.
Yes, yes, yes. The season 2.
I was going to correct how you were saying it. Yeah. It's Mayor of Easttown. It's Mayor. Okay.
Yeah, get it right, man.
What else did we watch? We watched, we're really on a Taylor Sheridan kick right now.
All right. So wait a minute. So I'm so glad you brought, so are we. 1923, that guy.
Haven't watched 1923 yet. Okay. But we've watched.
1883?
No, we've watched the Stallone.
Tulsa King.
And we've watched Mayor of Kingstown. So we're making our way through.
You got to watch those other two.
I haven't watched them yet.
So
we'll get there.
I never watched Yellowstone. I mean, I watched a couple episodes.
Yeah, me either.
Thought it was good. And then 1923, I watched for Harrison Ford.
Yes.
And,
come on.
Yeah. And Helen Mirren. And yes, we loved it. And we found, and the guy who plays Spencer is just like I think he's going to be a megastar. But then we're like, all right, let's, 1883 is like the prequel. I like it better than 1923. And I love 1923.
Yeah, he's everywhere. You can't throw, you know.
No.
You can't throw a quarter.
Throw a battery.
That's another
throw
one.
Throw a battery with that. It landed on Taylor Sheridan.
That's another one that I would like. I'd love to see you in one of those. One of those.
I would love to work with Taylor. Yeah, man. One of my favorite movies of like the last 10 years. And granted, you guys, I'm sure people are shit on me. But I loved They Wish Me Dead.
Which one was that?
With Angelina Jolie, the firefighter movie.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Because that was Taylor Sheridan. It was one of the first times that I really understood him and his ability for direction and creating characters. God love her. She's like one of my favorite actresses and idols ever. I think that Angelina Jolie was miscast in that movie. Mm-hmm. But she's such a phenomenal actor that I forgot about the fact that she was miscast in it. And he's just absolutely amazing. I would love to work with him.
Yeah, and I hope that you do. And I lied when I said I had. This is the last question. What we have seen in Disney is that a lot of people, when they're in the Disney family now, they start to pop up in other things. Is there and like I mentioned with Marvel, you know, the Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel obviously from years ago, but like, have you ever had conversations since with Marvel, whether Kevin Feige or any of those since? No?
No.
Not yet?
No. Nope.
Fair enough. All right. I love seeing you. Thank you for coming back in. You. And then we'll have you back in very soon. Once this show is over, Katie and I retell. It's already booked. She's coming in to spoil the hell out of the show.
Turn the heater up.
You'll turn the heater on next time.
It'll be summer at that point.
I know.
No,
It'll be April.
Cold in California.
I'm sorry. It was
for the cameras.
I love that we think it's cold here, by the way. I just talked to my father-in-law. Like it's minus 25. Right.
But it is. I mean, it is cold. It's still. It doesn't matter.
So I can see my breath.
I don't know about that.
At nighttime. Go outside at nighttime.
I'm talking about right now. It made me feel terrible.
Right now.
So I just froze Bo-Katan like Han Solo. She shows up for season four like
I'll
this.
Oh, my daughter will warm my nipples.
She's all hopped up from the battery.
Mommy!
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this very fun episode with Katie Sackhoff. Once again, if you want a chance to win that helmet, man, 2,000 comments, it's got to get to it. I'm going to pick somebody by random. So get in there. Do it. Make sure you're checking out The Mandalorian Season 3. It debuts this Wednesday. Check it out. All right. For myself and Brett Sheridan and the lovely Katie Sackhoff, it's The Big Thing. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you on the flip side. Peace.